Roman Catholics burned down five houses belonging to true Christians. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a look at an article from Evangelical Focus over there in Europe. The title of the article says, Traditionalist Catholics burned down five houses of evangelicals in Chiapas. Now, if you recognize that name, Chiapas, that's the same city in Chiapas, Mexico, that Pope Francis visited in February 2016, rode around in his Pope Mobile to his adoring fans. This article goes on to say, an evangelical pastor was arrested in the community of Mizitone, Mexico, as he returned home to visit his mother. Since 1982, over 180 houses of evangelicals have been destroyed in this municipality. Whoa! Look at that, folks. Since 1982, we're talking just under 40 years ago, over 180 houses of true evangelical Christians destroyed. Who's doing this stuff? It says here, traditionalist Catholics. Whoa! So, you know, folks, I hope you're starting to see what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with a group of counterfeit Christians persecuting true Christians. That's what I'll be talking about in this article here today. Take a look at that picture from the article. It says one of the properties burned down in Mizitone, Chiapas, Mexico. That's a photo of that. Look at that. They burnt it down. I mean, it looks horrible. These people struggling. These are Christians. They've been saved. They've been born again of the Spirit. And look what happened to them. This is persecution. This is absolute hatred that we see taking place here. Let me read the article to you now. It says, local authorities and traditionalist Catholic members of the municipality of Mizitone in San Cristobal de las Casas, Chiapas, Mexico, demolished and burned down five houses, property of indigenous evangelicals. Now, let's stop right there. Do you think this is right? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's kind? Do you think it's loving that these people would destroy these homes? Of course not. Let me read on. The crime was denounced by Estras Alonso Gonzalez, who leads the church and advocacy group Alas de Aguila, Wings of Eagles. The houses belong to Pastor Alejandro Jimenez and his sons, who had been expelled from Mizitone on the 10th of January, accused of building an evangelical temple. Since then, Alejandro and his family were living in a refuge house of Alas de Aguila in San Cristobal de las Casas. Despite the reports filed to the police, they said the prosecutor has done nothing. So this is what goes on down there, folks. I've read about this before, that they do nothing. You know, people have had their properties taken away. All of their properties, their goods, and many were thrown into jail. You know why? They refused to convert to Roman Catholicism, and they refused to contribute to these Catholic religious festivals. You know why? They got saved. They were born again of the Spirit. This is the flesh battling against the Spirit, folks. And if anybody tries to tell you different, run from them. They're not telling you the truth. You're hearing it from a former Roman Catholic myself, ladies and gentlemen. This is stuff that I've been warning people since I got saved. You see this stuff going on, and most of the pastors are mute. They don't say a word. And in fact, most of the modern day pastors, they work hand in hand with the Church of Rome. Very ecumenical wherever you go. It's unbelievable, actually. So that's what this is talking about here. So let's continue. Alejandro Jimenez was detained for an hour this week when it was known that he had returned to the municipality to visit her mother, who is ill. It was then that traditionalist Catholics and members of the authorities burned down his properties. According to Estras Alonso, the traditionalist told him that he had to leave, but he responded that there in Mizitone were his properties and his agricultural rights, and they had no right to expel him. Since 1982, around 180 houses of evangelical families have been destroyed in Mizzaton only. The pastor of Alaste Aguila said, most of these native evangelicals have had to leave their properties and been forcibly displaced to other places. Now, put yourself in the position of these people, folks. So how would you like it if your property was confiscated or destroyed or burnt down, or your electricity was turned off, your water was turned off? You see what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen? It's severe persecution. You see that? So we as Christians, we have compassion. We're hurt when we read stuff like this. But it's amazing, folks. Now, think about the Pope. This has been going on, they say, since 1982. Are you going to tell me that Pope Francis does not know about these things, that he's not aware of it? As far as I know, he never uttered a peep about what's going on there. You know, this has been going on for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. And you're going to tell me he doesn't know about this? You know, you believe that, folks. I got a bridge in Brooklyn you might be interested in. I mean, we're talking some unbelievable stuff here, folks. This is serious, and it's going to get worse. Mark my words, it will get worse. So, it says here, persecuted since January, Alonso Gonzalez explained that when Jimenez was expelled by the authorities back in January, local Catholic traditionalists thought he was building a temple and destroyed the construction without properly researching. The fact was that he was building his first house made of cement and blocks. Already in January, the attackers took away from him the metal sheets and the wood for the construction as they stacked his properties on one side. This time, they tore down the foundation of the building and burned down everything else. My, oh my. And if you look at this next part here, it says persecution in Chiapas. Native evangelical Christians in the Mexican state of Chiapas, mostly converted from Roman Catholicism, have denounced such kind of religious violence for decades. Power cuts, illegal detentions, aggressions, and the burning of houses are often justified by local authorities and religious groups because these evangelical families often refuse to contribute financially to the local Catholic festivals. In other words, pay up. That's what they're all about. That's the Church of Rome, folks. It's unbelievable. So let me explain to you why stuff like this happens. It's a simple battle between the children of the world and the children of God. Galatians 4:29, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. So that's what's taking place there. These people, these traditionalist Roman Catholics, they're not saved. Never been saved, never been born again of the Spirit. So they're going after those who are mostly ex-Catholics, as the article said, mostly ex-Catholics. They were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They realize that they do not need the Roman Catholic Mass. They don't have to worship the wafer. They don't have to worship what they would call the Blessed Sacrament. They're free, just like myself. And you see these people go after them. That's exactly what is taking place. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So what does this say here? As we try to get some discernment of why these people are filled with hatred toward the true Christians. Why is this happening? Well, they've never been quickened, made alive. They're still dead in their trespasses and sins. So it says here, we're in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who's that? That's the devil. So we, that's all of us, including those true evangelical Christians that were being persecuted, at one point in time, they were children of wrath, children of disobedience. They were obeying the prince of the power of the air. That's the devil. You see, what do? You just fulfill the lust of your flesh, and that's what you do. So the Christian, including myself and these evangelical Christians that were persecuted, we tasted of the great love of God. Even though we were dead in our sins, he made us alive. Think about that. By grace, you are saved. Hallelujah. And look at this. He raised us up together. We're seated right now. We're sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I don't have to go to a Catholic Mass and have a priest offer up the sacrifice of the Mass. So those people that are being persecuted, they're being persecuted because they're saved. They got the Holy Spirit inside them. And the persecutors, the traditionalist Catholic, they don't. So it's the flesh versus the spirit. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 3, verses 6 to 8, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth or wishes. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. Hallelujah. Love reading that portion of scripture. So Jesus is talking about the spiritual birth, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, the traditional Catholics that are persecuting the true Christians, they've never been born again of the Spirit. Why? Their own church teaches them that they're born again when they were baptized as a little baby, an infant. You see that? It's a lie. It's not true. They say you're born again when you're baptized. It's not true. I was baptized as an infant. I was not born again until I was 36 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, it's two different things. It's the difference between truth and error, truth and a lie. So this is why this persecution is going on. We can pray for these people, and hopefully some of them might get saved, you know, in the future. But this is what's taking place. Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 17 to 21. He said, these things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Listen, because they know not him that sent me. There it is. There's the answer, folks. The people who were persecuting, those traditional Catholics who are persecuting the true Christians, they don't know the Lord. It's as simple as that. They're still in the world. We were saved, folks. We were formerly in the world. We were all walking down that highway to hell. But then we got saved. We were born again of the Spirit. We were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, washed in his blood. And now we're persecuted by those who do not know Christ. Oh, yes. Sometimes people persecute you. They don't even know why they're doing it. They hate you. You see? They hate anything to do with the gospel. That is a fact, folks, and it's been that way with me since I've been born again of the Spirit. All the way back in 1989, glory to God, he's the keeper of my soul, hallelujah. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. Listen, the Apostle Paul said this. Now, this man was a persecutor, a Christian, a murderer, actually, and God saved him. That shows you that God can save anybody, ladies and gentlemen. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Listen, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Glory to God. So, you know, you saw that family, those families, the picture with the young children. I mean, your heart weeps that people would treat them that way. There they are standing in the midst of this destroyed, burnt out building, these precious, precious people. I mean, think of that. Is that love? Are the traditional Catholics showing love toward these people? You must be kidding me, folks. We got to call the deal straight here, folks. You must be kidding me. There's no love there. It's murder. It's a spirit of murder in the heart, destroying, what they say, 180 houses or something. This is incredible. This is hatred, folks. And this is why you need to pray for it. We pray for those who persecute us, ladies and gentlemen. But here it is, a true Christian. We're in Christ. We're a new creation. Look at that. We've been reconciled back to God. He didn't impute our trespasses unto us. So all of those people that you see being persecuted in Chiapas, Mexico, they could be saved for one day. Listen to me. Man or woman, young boy or young girl, if they're truly saved, truly born again of the Spirit, you could be a teenager. Listen, they got the Holy Ghost. They can preach the word. They are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Listen to me now. Not only that, they've been made priests, and they got more authority and power than the whole priesthood of the Roman Catholic Church, including the Pope. And you can quote me on that. A true born-again believer is a preacher of God's word. They are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You are preaching the kingdom of God. You are an ambassador for the kingdom of God. That's what this is all about, folks. We are ambassadors for Christ. And that's, you're pleading with people that they would be reconciled back to God. And I'm sure that pastor down there in Mexico, that's what his church was all about, and that he's meeting severe persecution. So folks, that's I just want to bring that out to you folks. We pray for these people, pray for the people that are being persecuted, and we'll pray for those people that have that spirit of hatred in them, and that they might be truly saved and come across to the other side, that they'd be born again of the Spirit, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm going to leave it right there. Be blessed.